You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Following up on my chat with Simon Court, I spoke with the Pōneke Anti-Fascist Coalition's Anne Campbell. The ACT Party's choice of James Lindsay as a keynote speaker has raised concerns about a spread of conspiracy theories and thoughts on minority communities such as the LGBTQI plus community. I spoke to Campbell about James Lindsay, his controversial comments, and what this means for Aotearoa. Who is James Lindsay?
So he made his name originally by doing something called the Grievance Affair, I think. It was submitting a lot of fake papers to academic journals and trying to sort of catch them out as gotcha things about academic publishing standards. And I can't quite remember how it happened, but from there he sort of spiraled into becoming this sort of far-right commentator.
This is not the first time Lindsay has come to the country. In March, Lindsay headed a free speech union tour in Aotearoa. What sort of things did we see from him on this tour?
I'm not actually sure about that tour, but to be honest, the research we've done on him, he seems to be quite obsessive about sort of anti-queer stuff, very offended at the idea that people might care about racism and things like that. A lot of what he says really seems to be the same kind of bog standard stuff that a lot of right-wing people say. Like, you look through his views and it's like, oh yep, here's the racism, here's the transphobia, here's the opposition to, you know, cultural Marxism or whatever. It's just very very routine for these people. They all seem to have the same kind of neuroses. It's very tiresome.
What is Lindsay's relationship with the ACT Party, and specifically the party's leader, David Seymour?
They seem to be, you know, just regard each other as sort of colleagues and, I don't know, co-conspirators and these kind of things. Seymour talked of him as a kind of pleasant, intelligent person to work with over the weekend. I'm not sure of their exact professional relationship.
You briefly touched on this, but Lindsay is a conspiracy theorist and has made some extremely controversial statements. He has correlated the LGBTQI plus community to being groomers, has referred to the pride flag as the flag of the hostile enemy, has said there will be a white genocide if critical race theory is not stopped, has mocked the death of George Floyd, has pushed the conspiracy theory of cultural Marxism, among other things. What impacts have we seen from these conspiracy theories to those they target, such as the rainbow community?
Yeah, we just see like really ramped up hostility at a population-wide level in the States. A lot of these conspiracies have been used to restrict trans healthcare. And yeah, it's kind of this form of stochastic terrorism. Like, public figures like Lindsay or maybe like Seymour will sort of say, oh, these minorities are really bad, they're out to get your kids, be careful, make sure you be careful. And it kind of, maybe they don't carry out the violence themselves directly, but it encourages people in the population to take up that violence. So yeah, it just creates a generally hostile atmosphere for these minorities, and, you know, acknowledge that a lot of society is against them, which is obviously really demoralising.
What impacts could these comments have long term?
Yeah, in New Zealand, it could increase the likelihood of this government being inclined to pass, the anti-queer, anti-trans legislation that they've already been trying to introduce. And it just kind of, poisons the well of political discourse, makes certain things more acceptable for people to say publicly. Because, a lot of these people sort of posit themselves as just asking questions, but the underlying question that they're asking is, you know, do queer people deserve to live? Do black people deserve to live? And, you know, our side answers like, well, yes. And they're like, yeah, but do they really, though? It's just this kind of, that it destroys any reasonable debate and just keeps it at this kind of, really substandard level that questions the humanity of particular minorities. But yeah, it's just their kind of detached commitment to this form of right-wing stuff that is quite, I think, strange to most people. Like, we have a level of systemic racism and transphobia in this country that encourages certain attitudes, but I think most people don't really have that strong opinions on it either way, and find these kind of fixations that the right wing have in their, you know, obsession with, I don't know, calling the queer flag the flag of a hostile enemy. I think most people are like, oh, really? But, you know, why is this such a big problem for you? And, you know, I think most people would hear statements by people like James Lindsay, what do you say something about, you know, keep calling, you know, people who believe in justice for George Floyd, they'll get presents delivered to them, you know, like Santa. Like, that's very strange kind of stuff. And I think people like Seymour, I don't know, either don't realise how completely out of touch this makes them, or do realise and are just like, I'm just going to try drag the rest of the country along with me. but yeah, it's very gross.
What were ACT's motives to have Lindsay as a keynote speaker at this year's rally?
So they talked about having him, you know, as a advocate of free speech and, you know, asking questions and broadening debates and stuff like that. I think the motivation is just to, increase kind of support for these really fringe views. A lot of these right-wing figures have these kind of skeletons in their closet, often at a personal level, that they seem to be trying to, you know, surround themselves with other people who help them deal with that. While we were researching this stuff, I actually found this article showed James Lindsay was trying to suppress this photo he'd taken of him and this woman, Nikki Klein, who was part of the Nixium cults, which is a sort of multi-level marketing thing that turned into a very, you know, sexually abusive cult, basically. And, you know, people would repost the stuff and James Lindsay was like, please take it down. These are all, like, weird people who just need to surround themselves with other weird people to make themselves feel less gross.
You've briefly touched on this throughout the interview, but what does this say, what does the choice of James Lindsay as a keynote speaker say about the ACT Party heading forward?
Yeah, I guess that they're just really committed to overtly hostile racism and transphobia and things like that. When Seymour was told about Lindsay's views on the queer community, he was like, oh, yeah, well, I don't have those myself, but I don't mind. So I think they just want to drag people into these kind of ideas, basically.
That was the Pornicare Anti-Fascist Coalition's Anne Campbell on the ACT Party's choice of having controversial US author James Lindsay as a keynote speaker at their most recent rally.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.